right?
My parents and Irmgard arrived Thanksgiving Day 1940. We had a big turkey dinner at Aunt Clemmie's, and from their house we went to Oma and Opa's new home, 3.5 rooms with everything in it. Day after Thanksgiving, Opa went out to look for a job. He was gone all day, and we were ready to call the police. At 6 o'clock, he walked in. He had worked at the Fullerton Market, wholesale meat market, and was not able to call home as he did not know how to handle a public phone. Now back to the beginning. Oma and Opa were married 1908 and lived in Darmstadt. Uncle Alfred was born 1909. Uncle Hans was born 1913. Then World War I broke out and Opa was drafted. The folks had to give up their butcher shop in Darmstadt. Oma moved back to her parents in Gaudenheim, where I was born on November 27, 1915. After 4 years being in the army, Opa came home and they moved into a small apartment in the synagogue. Opa went into the cattle business and Sister Irmgard was born February 28, 1922. That was all for this family. Oma started a little yard goods store. As times were very bad, inflation was all over Europe. Every penny was needed. In our little town, Hitlerism started very early, 1932-33. We had then moved into a little house near the train station. It was my grandmother's house. Shut it off for me.
What was it like in your town with the start of Hitler? What happened?
Your friends were not able to talk. They passed you up on the street. School, Irmgard went to school, was very bad. She was punished for things she had nothing to do with. The teacher asked once, what's the 20th of April? Was. So she said, that's my father's birthday. But the teacher didn't want to hear that. She wanted to hear that it was Adolf Hitler's birthday. And she was slapped around. The men couldn't do no business anymore. At certain times they were all gathered together and put in a small concentration camp. After 2 weeks they were released, windows were smashed. One night Irmgard slept on one side of the room, I slept on the other. The glass came flying in, somebody had thrown rocks into the window.
Now there weren't so many Jews in Gaudenheim,
right? Gaudenheim was 2,000 people lived there, so maybe there were 18 or 20 families. That was all.
So, in Gaudenheim, everybody would know everybody else.
Everybody knew everybody.
So the people who attacked your house,
would the people who attacked the house or you were not from Gaudenheim. There were people from neighboring towns. Some of them we knew and others we didn't. I don't know.
So
now I want.
I'm going to have to stop going to school.
She had to stop going to school. She couldn't go to high school, couldn't finish high school, and she learned how to sew it from a Jewish woman, which was to her advantage. Well, you always managed. You had a yard. You grew your own. I forgot that. We always had enough to eat. Now I want to tell you about the time we all had to leave Germany. First it was Alfred. He left home and he went for an apprenticeship to mines. He worked for a department store specializing in yacht goods. He was happy there. In 1933, Adolf Meyer was a brother of Uncle Sally, asked him to leave with him for America. It was just the beginning of Hitler time, and for Alfred it was an adventure to go to a different world. Adolf went with him to Stuttgart, American Council. They got the papers. You did not need to wait. At this time, Hans was in apprenticeship in Darmstadt. Then he went on a Havara to learn to farm and be trained for Israel. He left in 1935. Life in Israel was rough, sleeping in tents, working on laying streets in Petah Tikva. He got typhoid very badly, and his best friend was killed on his side, standing night watch at his kibbutz. This decided for him to leave Israel and come to Chicago in 1937. 1938 was the year I left. My quota came up, and in the company of Aunt Irma, Marion, and Klaus, Jimmy, we left Germany in April of 1938. From Frankfurt, we went to Freiburg, where Aunt Irma's family lived. This is a beautiful city near Baden-Baden. Then we left to Switzerland, France. In Le Havre, we went with a boat train, which went right into the ship, the Washington. It was a nice trip, but under the circumstances, we could not enjoy the beautiful scenery. The ship left on time. We settled down for the journey, and before we reached England, I got so sick, very high temperature, I had to be isolated. Had pneumonia. The ship doctor, a young, inexperienced young man, did not know what to do with me. And Irma told him that my uncle was a good doctor in Offenbach. So he got in contact with Uncle Ado, and I was treated long distance. I was very sick, near dead. All entertainment, dancing, was called off on the ship. The last prayers were said for me. But I fooled them all. When we reached New York, an ambulance was ordered, and Uncle Carl, my mother's brother, was on the boat and went with me to the hospital, where I was under accident for 2 weeks, fighting for my life. I was treated very well, and after 3 weeks, I felt better, and 4 weeks later, I was released. The care in the hospital was very good, even though I was in a ward. Every doctor and every nurse was wonderful. After the hospital, I stayed with Uncle Carl and Francis for 3 weeks. Then I had to go back to Ellis Island to immigrate. Uncle Carl went with me and everything went well. Then I left for Chicago and I stayed with Aunt Clemmie and Uncle Sally.